And next, my next guest is Ciarán McGuinness, Music Development Officer with Music Generation Dublin City. Good morning, Ciarán. How are you this morning?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I'm so delighted to have you, Ciarán. This is an amazing project for the young people of Ireland, I suppose, and Dublin City. It's a brilliant music project that you are in charge of. Is that correct? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Music Generation Dublin City launched last week. Music Generation is a national music program. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, we're trying to, I suppose, create inspiring experiences for children and young people through music. So all the different aspects of music, the playing of music, the listening, the participation, the inclusion, the kind of empowerment of it, all those aspects of music, bringing that into schools and areas that need it most.
Okay, and how do you go about getting somebody like this into the schools? How do you go about it? Do you contact schools or do they contact you?
Well, it's kind of different in every area. I'd say we're okay. All across Ireland, but in Dublin City, what we try and do is we ask people if they're interested, if their school is interested in having us in. So we have our website, musicgenerationdc.ie. Mm-hmm. Go on and sign an expression of interest form. Tell us that you're interested in bringing music. And then we go in and we have a chat with you and then we see about what you need. So in some areas, in some post-primary schools, we go and we do kind of production and hip-hop and modern choir. Or in some areas, they're more vocal-based. And in some areas, there might be music lessons like ukulele or guitar. Or there might be piano, things like that. Basically, any kind of, if you can give me enough people that want to study a particular instrument in an area, well, then we'll sort it out. We'll sort out teachers for you, and we'll sort out classes. And it doesn't matter exactly what the thing is, what the aspect of music is. It is that the people are participating, people are enjoying it, people are finding ways to express themselves, and it all helps with kind of communication and teamwork and all the other aspects that music can kind of bring into your life.
Of course, and confidence is one thing that I see on your website that you're noticing that the most thing about children's development is that they are learning to sing more confidently, singing on their own. They love performing for the class and they have more confidence after, you know, participating in a project like this. So how would you go about encouraging schools to participate in this brilliant organisation?
Well, it's very simple. You just need to get in touch. There's barriers of access to music, and there's lots of different reasons why schools mightn't get involved. But the reality of it is what we're trying to do is with the City of Dublin Education and Training Board, who are managing, they manage and fund us. And basically, we go in and we see where what music can bring to the school. So if the school has no music at the moment, it can be something that we bring in, something at a foundation level. We make sure their whole school groups get to learn all about music and what it can do for you and how it can make you feel and how it can kind of get you out of any stress that you're in, or it can help you kind of manage your emotions, or it can help you communicate. And all of those kind of first principles can be brought into schools. And it doesn't cost very much. And we do everything we can to make it easy for the schools. We'll provide the tutors, we'll provide the training, the instruments, and we'll also make it work around your schedule as a school. So if you're in a school at the moment, if your kids are in a school, or if your nephews or nieces or whatever it is, and the school doesn't have music at the moment, well, then we can help you. And we can get in and we can kind of invite more schools to collaborate with us. And basically, just imagine if we can get into every school in Dublin City, and we can provide music education from the age of 4 to 18. Imagine the quality of their musical understanding, their creative output, all the benefits that can come from that. And maybe they don't all go on and become, you know, professional musicians necessarily, mm-hmm. but they can be a huge part of an inclusive program. They can, you know, it's a time of the week where you don't have to like study for it. You can just go in and participate. You know, it's a time of the week where you get to express yourself. It can also be something that you take on yourself. It's something that you want to do, and maybe you develop that in your own way. But it's an opportunity to kind of bring this experience to people. And there's huge benefits for schools and for students in doing this and getting involved.
Yeah, I love the way you say the creative side. You know, not all children are, I suppose, sporty or academic, you know, and it would probably be, you know, a way of channeling these kids and bringing them to the forefront of what they may enjoy, be interested in, and giving them the opportunity to use different types of instruments. What kind of instruments do you provide? Is it, you know, would you have drums, guitars, that kind of instruments?
Well, it's completely based on what is the need of the school is. So
right.
A lot of our programs in primary school areas mm-hmm. are vocal-led. So what we do is we go in and we organise a program. We have amazing partners. We work with the Royal Irish Academy of Music, TU Dublin. We work with the National Concert Hall and the ARC, as well as DCC and the CDETB, the City of Dublin Education Training Board. We work with all these brilliant organisations to develop this amazing program. And then we bring that program in, which is vocal-led. And then, as an attachment to that, if there's people that want to learn an instrument, we can also bring in instrument lessons in whatever the school want, in whatever the school, where there's interest. So we'll give them a couple of options. And then, at the moment, the most popular is ukulele. But, but by having a kind of a program that's very sort of adaptable to the school, it means that we can kind of mix and match depending on what is needed. For secondary level schools, for post-primary schools, there's a huge interest in electronic music and music production and hip-hop and rap and kind of that kind of side of things. So we can also provide programs like that, as well as things like modern choir or, you know, more kind of band programs or things like that. So it really is as simple as getting in touch on our website, Music Generation DC. And then we can kind of we can decide what's best for the school. We can decide what works for the school, and we can kind of see how we can reach everybody and kind of improve their kind of their lives as much as we can. It sounds like a big thing saying improve people's lives, but you're bringing something that doesn't already exist into a school, and then you're kind of letting people take it where they want to. If they just want to participate, great. If they want to really kind of drive it, if they want to be creative, if they want to songwrite even, they can do that too. So there's huge opportunities within it.
That is really amazing. I mean, I presumed that every school had music attached to it and that it was part of the curriculum, but you're saying that it's not, which I'm really surprised by. I mean, when I went to school back in a long, long time ago now, but we had what was called a special choir. And it was lunchtime practice, you know, 3 days a week. And it really helped, you know, give us confidence. And it was, I suppose, a break from the norm of the books and sport. But music was very important to me anyway, growing up. So it's surprising to hear that a lot of schools don't have that in their schools. And you're here to provide that service, which is really amazing.
But every school is different, you know. So there will be schools that have really well-stocked music rooms and a music teacher, and they'll have choirs. And that's not where we're going necessarily. We're trying to look at where there's a gap in provision. So, you know, and there will be schools, and unfortunately with COVID over the last couple of years, a lot of the vocal programs stopped because obviously the singing and all that kind of stuff. And where there was kind of additional classes, they were kind of pared back. So there will be places where there's a teacher that'll do guitar with the kids at lunchtime or something like that. But there's often in schools, there's no music at all. Because it can be an extra expense and it can be expensive for schools. So we're going in and we're trying to remove all the barriers of access to make these kind of musical experiences for children. And, you know, we can do that. And it's you know, we're very lucky that we're very, you know, we're funded by the Department of Education and our partners that I've already mentioned, and we're managed by CDETB. So we have all these kind of resources we can pull together. And when you kind of do a citywide program like this, you can kind of buy things in bulk so they're cheaper. You can get specialized teachers. You can make sure that they operate over a bigger area. So you can, there's hours in their job, you know. So we can pull everything together, get it really organized so it doesn't cost too much money to do a really, really strong, high quality kind of music program.
Okay, and how much would the cost be, Ciarán, in general?
Well,
I know every school is probably different, but just to give an idea.
Every school is different because it's subsidised.
Right.
So we just ask them to pay a portion of it. But there's also other things as well, like, you know, if there's going to be musical instruments, we can give the kids the musical instruments. We ask for a small amount of a little rental fee, but if they rent it for a certain amount of time, then they get to keep it. So there's things like that. There's we're just doing everything we can to make sure that money isn't a barrier for schools.
Yes.
And I think that's really, really important. If a school says, no, we can't do this because of money, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that we are as affordable as possible, and we can completely work out the system. So, for example, we can, you know, make it so it's a weekly thing with a smaller group, or it could be something where it's a much bigger thing for bigger groups. Whatever the costings are, whatever the financial issues are, we can overcome them.
Okay.
And we can make it work for the school.
Which is brilliant. Yeah, it's very important. I think it's, you know, important for children to grow and develop their love of music, because music is so important in our lives. It just, you know, heightens our ability to, you know, take on the day, whatever challenges it brings. It takes you out of that, I suppose, rigmarole of school life. You know, it's just another channel of, I suppose, serenity. Well, it was for me growing up, so I can vouch for
totally.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And kids as well now, it's amazing, you know, how much they're on YouTube, they're on Spotify, they're they're on TikTok, they're watching music all the time. Music is a huge part of their lives.
Yes.
And they kind of don't see it for themselves, but actually, when you just bring it into the classroom and you say, well, of course you can sing, of course you can play the music, of course you can play the percussion, you can make, you know, you can, there's a big part of it about movement as well. So music and movement is a huge part of it. So you're getting people to kind of understand the rhythm and the beat and the tempo, and understand, you know, the slow and the fast, and understand pitch and all these little things that, you know, they kind of inherently kind of grasp, but they don't necessarily think about a lot. So it's kind of an amazing thing. My daughter does a music generation program, and she comes back every Tuesday, and, you know, she loves what's happened. She talks about the songs. She wants to, like, you know, perform a little dance that she's learned from a song,
or
she wants
to
sing a part that she learned. She's eight.
Sorry,
and,
great.
So I can see how much it affects her week. It's something. It's just part of the week. It's like they do art on a Wednesday, they do music on a Tuesday, they do sport on a Thursday. You know, it's just one of those kind of things that makes the kind of school experience really great. And not everybody in school is hugely academic.
Of course.
And so this can be something for other people where, you know, it doesn't, you know, there's not a lot of numbers necessarily in it. There's not a lot of reading that has to be in it. It can just be you and your voice and your ears and, you know, just you being in the room as part of it as well, you know.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And kids will excel, I think, in other areas if their confidence is, you know, heightened in a particular area like music, dance, song, movement, as you just said. You know, they will become more confident in themselves to say, I can take on something else maybe. So it's a brilliant project and a brilliant, it's just really, really positive. Now, I know Bono, was he involved in this, or his
hugely, you two are part of the funders.
Okay.
And it's amazing. We're very lucky. We have some excellent funders that come in, like the Ireland Funds is a part of it, the Department of Education obviously is a part of it, and you two are a part of it as well as our local area that I've already mentioned.
Yes.
I have to give a shout out to CDC.
Please do.
And DCC.
Yeah.
And they come in and we take their expertise and we work with them on the kind of partnerships in the area, so we know where to go and the schools and all that kind of stuff. So we're so lucky we're part of this network, and we're so lucky that we have this funding as well. So it means that we can really kind of go into every community. And, you know, imagine if every child and young person in Ireland could grow up in a community where they could experience this inclusion. So whatever your background or your interest, there'll be something for you. You know, they can be creative every day. And they can, you know, they can be empowered as well, because they feel like that there's something for them, whether it's sports, whether it's art, whether it's music, or whether it's just, you know, classwork. There's something, they found something in that for them, and it's a really good thing to kind of do. And look at, we're really proud to be able to do it. So we have opportunities. So if you're interested, if people listening are interested, just get in touch with us at musicgenerationdc.ie.
musicgenerationdc.ie. That is really fantastic, Ciarán, and best of luck with it. You are hoping to, I know the school year is now ending, so September 2022 is when you're going to really try and push this and collaborate and with schools and get in there and get this up and running, especially with schools who don't have access to this type of project. It is really fantastic. And thank you so much for coming on this morning, Kieran, and letting us know all about
it. Pleasure to chat. Thanks.
Best of luck, and we'll speak to you soon and let us know how it's all going. I know you have been in schools around the north side, you know, the youth reach centres as well across Finglas, Coolock, Raheny, and the north inner city. How did that go with those participants?
No, it's great. We've been in some of the schools around Coolock and Darndale and Raheny. Mm-hmm. It's great, you know, and we're coming to the end of a school year, so we started our pilots before Christmas, and we've been running since the start of the year, so it's just been great, and especially because of coming out of COVID.
Exactly.
You know, the schools are opening up again, mm-hmm. and you have opportunities to kind of sing and do all the things that they haven't been able to do. So if you go into a first-year class, for example, the last 2 years have had very few visitors in the school and almost no music, so... And there's a huge amount of people, a huge amount of kids who are really, really kind of excited to see us. So it's been a real pleasure, you know.
Yeah.
And also working in the youth reach centres, we're there in the youth reach in Coolock, and it's been great as well. And it's people from different backgrounds, people from different home lives, people from all sorts of different kind of experience levels. Coming in and doing music together, and it's great. It's a kind of unifying thing, you know.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and you're spreading the joy of music, which is very important. Well, thank you so much, Kieran, and we will chat again maybe in around September and let us know how it's all going. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest
of
your day.
Much.
Take care.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too. Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.